Well, I guess this thing's working. That's fucking weird. It's not like it's got a picture or anything showing that things are moving along at a certain clip. But apparently, I was not paying attention. Some bitch. All right, well, I'm starting this podcast back up. Been gone for quite a while. And now I figure that we should talk. This is social media. And what's wrong with a bunch of people getting together and going, hey now, let's just talk about politics or that thing that's happening over there or what I feel about this leader. That's okay, right? Social media. Oh, wait a minute. Wrong decade. So anyway, I like talking about dangerous things. I had my YouTube completely erased. Thank you to the overseers of political correctness and not talking about that thing that was going around back in 2021, 22. And I made the mistake of talking about something, you know, like CDC specs and in their own words and their own statistics, and I got erased. So I guess whatever. So anyway, I'm going to pop in here every once in a while and talk about stuff that's on my mind. And if anybody would like to join, apparently you can leave a comment or something like that. Let's just look and see and play around with all of these buttons here and see. Hey, we got Ketchner. Entered the video, the live studio, I mean. Welcome. I wanted to talk about some things, and I'm doing a podcast. I'll be posting it here on Podbeam in a while. I think later today or this evening. I'm not really sure. But I wanted to talk about some important stuff like the 17th Amendment and, you know, AOC and just whatever you'd like to talk about. So I'm not really good at doing live streams and podcasts, but it seems to be a little easier to hold my phone up and just chat in it. And I'm not a fan of videos because I'm just damn old. So welcome. And just put a comment there what you would like to talk about. I think maybe I got this thing set up right, but I'm not sure. So my podcast today that I'm going to upload, and it's been quite a while since I've been on Podbean, you know, it was saved in an archive situation for quite a while. But if you don't know me, I like talking about nutrition. I'm a carnivore kind of diet guy, and I gave up on eating most plant-based food only because of my inflammation. And that made that go away completely. So I was my own guinea pig and it worked, which was kind of awesome. And then I like talking about politics, obviously. Do-it-yourself things. And then some of what I'm working on in as far as side hustles is because I've had a business for so long. I'm basically at a point to where I could call myself retired. I mean, I don't have enough money to actually be retired. But I have quite a bit of free time on days of the week, and I don't like playing golf. So that leaves building things. I've added on to my house a couple times, and I've built a lot of projects on my YouTube channel at Prepper_Guy or Prepper Guy. And showed people how to build CNC machines and stuff like that. But those don't make me any money. And because I like construction and working with my hands and building things, I'm going to start a small business building some square drop trailers, kind of like the teardrop. They're small. They're only about 4 foot high on the inside, maybe 6 foot long to where you can lay down, maybe a little longer. and then 5 foot wide, so you can get a good size mattress in there. And a lot of people like doing them and camping in that, and overland camping and stuff. So I thought, well, you know, if I build one of those, it'd be cool to go camping. And then I was talking to a couple friends of mine, and they said, you know, if you build one and it looks as cool as all the other things you've built, maybe I'll buy one. So that was a side hustle that got born, and I'm in the design and the development stage of it and working on that. And I'm not sure exactly how much I'm going to put online. I have a website, tcoverland.com. So that's tcoverland.com. And it was just a cool logo I had for a long time ago when I had another channel. It was the Teotwaukee channel. And I liked the logo so much that I thought I'd resurrect it and use it for my overland campers. So check that out if you'd like. So I've been rambling on. It says 7 minutes, but I was fucking up for the first minute. In case you're unaware of me and my style, I swear a lot. Everything I do is R-rated. And if that offends people, I totally understand it. But I am a prepper, and I believe in doom and gloom, and the end of the world may come someday. And if there's an EMP or a social collapse or any of that stuff that would be considered SHTF or the end of the world as we knew it, harsh language is going to be the least of your problems. So that's how I feel about prepping anyway. So I would like to talk about whatever anybody else would like to talk about. So if anyone's got a comment, join in. I just, like I said, just starting to learn to use this app. So not an expert at it, and I thought I'd just get on there. I don't know when people would like to do this. I have about a 35-minute drive home when I'm at work on my days that I actually have to do my day job. And so I'm thinking I could do it on the way home. I get pretty good cell service, except in one place. But we could give that a try. Or I can do it in the mornings or in the afternoons on my days off. Saturdays and Sundays are kind of sacred honeydew days with my wife because, you know, they have rules about that and what you're supposed to do. So there's time. So any input that anybody would like to do, it would be, you know, just leave a comment or something like that. Let's see what else here. We got all these buttons here on my stream, but I guess apparently, I don't know what I'm doing. Like I say, this is just a thing. So it says I'm live, and it says there's a total of 33. I don't know what that means. And then I got some hearts. So I guess that's all good. Appreciate that. My podcast that I'm going to be putting out here later today or tomorrow morning will be on the 17th Amendment, and it's just a cursory kind of brush across that canvas called our Constitution, which most people in America, at least our politicians, think that it's, you know, written in crayon or erasable ink, but it is not. And I've come to the conclusion over the last 7 or 8 years that most of our problems, whether it's our cities or our counties or states or in the federal government, all come from the fact that we changed the type of government we have from a representative republic to what is now called a democracy. And it really irritates me when I hear smart people like Tucker Carlson called this a democracy because he's a smart guy. And when smart people use the wrong word, especially in his business for most of his life, it means either that he just hasn't taken the time to really study that, or he's a liar, or he's just a fucking idiot and a tool. So I'm not sure, because anybody that can read the Constitution and read a little bit of history would see the fact that a democracy is very, very bad form of government. they collapse after 70 to 80 years, which is what's happened to us in the last 75 years, is we've become more and more of a democracy. And anyone that knows that democracy is basically mob rule. It's like if there are, you know, four wolves in a democracy and three sheep, you pretty much know what's going to be for dinner. And that's how it works. If you have 3 million Americans and they have a vote and 150 million Americans vote one way and 150 million Americans vote the other way, then that's a tie. But if one of them, just one, so say 150 million plus one, and then that's the rule. It changes. And I think it was Socrates that kind of almost, well, he believed in democracy and the true rule of the people. So eventually they got kind of pissed off at him because of some of the things he was teaching. And what ended up happening was they, through democratic process and a couple hundred people, voted to have him put to death because he was endangering the children that were studying under him. And he was given the opportunity to escape and run away. But he said, no, I believe in democracy. And if in the democracy they have voted that I should be put to death, then I will be. And he was. Now, in a republic, that would never happen. See, it's still voted on and it's a majority of people and all of that stuff. But there's the certain guiding principles of the Constitution that say no matter what, the mob can vote any way they want, but they cannot take your rights. They cannot take your property. They cannot take your bicycle. And that's what the Bill of Rights was really for, was to tell the federal government, you can't do shit without the authority. But just to make it clear to you clowns, here's a few of them that you cannot do, which if you've been studying, you know, some of the gun laws and stuff that they're trying to pass and stuff just on that subject, you know, it's constantly being breached. Now, to me, shall not be infringed. If you look into the word shall in a legal definition, it's pretty much like when God said, thou shall not commit adultery. So when Clinton says, well, I didn't have sexual relations with that woman, he was just lying. And God will look at it as that sexual relations was adultery, and he's not going to buy the bullshit because he's God. So when they say they shall not, you know, infringe upon your right to own property or freedom of speech or own a gun, that means it cannot ever, under any circumstances, under any verbal gymnastics or semantics, can they infringe on your right to own a gun, to carry, to bear arms. And, you know, they've started bucking around with that a long time ago with the ATF, thinking that they had authority to regulate these things when they did not. It never applied to United States citizens. It just applied to territories. But we've allowed that to slip off the edge, you know, into the abyss of semantics and bullshit. So, you know, states will sit there and go, well, you can't have a sawed-off shotgun. You can't do this. You can't do that. And as time's gone along, now they just infringe on all your rights. You know, that's what my legal case was about in the town I live in when the city was suing me over getting a permit. Well, what about my private property, my right to own property? Well, if you own land, that is your property. That's your right. You know, freedom of speech, you can't do on your property if you want to open a radio station because they're going to say, well, fuck no, you can't do that. We don't like you. We don't like what you're saying. Now, they're not going to say that, like, Mark, we're going to take your right to freedom of speech. No, because that would get them sued. What they do is say, well, we don't like the shape of your building. We don't like the color of your building. It's too tall. It's too short. It has a basement. These are all safety issues, Mark. We're not saying we don't want you to open a radio station. In fact, we would love it if you had a radio station. Unfortunately, you have to jump through all these hoops to do it. And we're never going to let you, you know, get a C of O ever. So just, you know, it's just letting you know without letting you know. It's like we're not saying we don't want to give you a permit and let you have freedom of speech. We're just saying we're not going to give you a permit and you're not going to have freedom of speech. So this is how they infringe on things, and we as Americans really, honestly, need to figure this out, because it's a mess. So these are things that we need to talk about, and as we do a little more live streaming now and then and stuff, I hope a lot of you will jump in and offer your thoughts and all that. And see, it shows here that I can have up to 7 call-ins. So I'll have to check that out and see how that works. And then I think comments are there. Let me just say hi and leave that as a comment and see if the magic works. Yep, it ends up right under there. Prepper guy, host, hi. So you can post and you can be a call-in if you wanted. Like I said, I don't know how that works, and maybe it would bring up your name if you clicked on call-in, and then I could approve or not. Don't know. So that's been about 16 minutes of just feeling out this app and seeing how it works. And, you know, I'm here in Arizona, so it's you know, just a little bit after 2 o'clock here. You may be from somewhere where you're off work now and on your way driving home, so you could definitely leave a comment or call in or whatever that is, and we could chat some more. Or otherwise, I'm going to kind of wrap it up. And I've always flown by the seat of my pants when it comes to podcasting and doing videos and things like this. I'm just not that wrapped up into, you know, chapters and paragraphs and subparagraphs and the meaning of this and that. I just go with it. A lot of these issues without feedback just become kind of boring. But I talked to a few friends and they go, yeah, what about this? And how about that? And how do you feel about this? And, you know, I was listening to that, and then it grows into a decent conversation. And that's what I would like these live things to do, is be decent conversations. And I don't think we have enough of that in America, actually. We have all the opportunities to do it, but no one listens to, you know, a nobody. If you're not an influencer, and then influencers aren't going to say what's really on their mind, because they'll lose all their influence and they'll be canned or arrested, or they'll lose their monetization. And to them, it's a job, and that's fine. Just don't tell me it's free speech. You know, let me know. This is my job. I have customers come in the store all the time. And they go, Mark, can you do this? And I'll tell them honestly, yes, I can do it, but legally I can't. So if I were to do that for you, you and I might agree, and that might be just wonderful, and you'd be happy as hell. And then you sell your house, or you pass away, and one of your kids come in and they go, well, why did he do that? That's illegal. And then I get sued. You know, I basically lose my monetization. And so I tell people, yes, I can do that. I know how to do it, and I'm perfectly capable of doing that in this profession I've been doing my whole life. But legally, I can't. So I wish that, you know, some of these influencers would be honest and talk. Like Tucker Carlson talks about a lot of things, and you'd think he's not censored, but it seems like he picks things that are not third rail issues. So when you really think about it, then how honest is he being with his listeners? Well, pretty honest on the subjects he chooses to talk about. I will talk about anything. And if the government don't like it, well, then they can come and SWAT team me, and maybe someday they will, just because I misgendered somebody. I have no fucking idea. But you and I need to learn to talk. We need to be social. We need to be able to, you know, conversationally skip from one subject to another and bounce around and really cover things. Because if you were to think about it at your core, what would that mean as far as, you know, the 17th Amendment? For a constitutional amendment to be repealed, it would take Congress, I think two-thirds of Congress, to repeal it, just like they did with Prohibition. Well, since the 17th Amendment really stole all of the power of Congress, they can sit in the shadows and just whine like little bitches, hide under their desk. But if they would realize that they've been handed their hat and shown the door, and now it becomes the Senate, Congress can make all the decisions they want, but Senate can now kind of sit there and go, well, no, we don't like that. And they can bitch. And, you know, the House of Representatives used to be Congress and Senate, and the senators were picked by the congressmen. And so it moved along pretty nicely. Well, Congress doesn't like that because that would put all of the onus and the burden on them. And then every 2 years during election, they would get shit canned because that's what fucking happens when you're an idiot. So of all of the problems we face, if Congress would just step up and repeal that, we would have some representation again. So when Congress sits there and, you know, oh, well, this EPA thing, it's a disaster and it's really hurting our communities and boo-hoo and crocodile tears. Well, if you really felt that way, defund it. They got the money. It's like, I don't know about your household, but I can spend a lot of money if I choose to, but I let my wife control that because she is way better at budget and saving, and that's why I have money now because I never had money before that. I would date girls that made like really less, you know, probably 10% of what I made. And they always had new cars and better credit. And I was always broke ass busted because I'm a fuck up. So if I really, 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 really wanted to do something like the Senate or the President and buy a new Corvette, all my wife would have to do is say, well, I'm not going to pay for it. And I'd say, yeah, but we're a team. Look at that car. That's so pretty. It's like that new yellow-orange color. I love it. And say, well, we're not going to buy it because we can't afford it. And that would be that. See, because she would control that outflow of money. And I've given her that as my part of my constitution. So that's how it works. I think I got somebody walking in, so if you want to post a comment, please do. Hold on a minute. You can just set it on that table. Yeah, sorry, we never get mail here, but.
Hey, I could bring you a small tub.
Yeah.
It's got U.S. mail on it. Uh-huh. And put it here on the tub, and so we can put the mail in. Is that okay?
That'd probably be fine.
Yeah.
That might work.
I'll try to find a good, nice, clean one.
Okay, because we used to have a little table where you could step, put it in, but now all the mail goes somewhere else now.
Oh, it does?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
You take care of it. Thanks. All right, so how we need to do this in America is we need to get control of our Congress, and Congress is always like, well, we don't have the authority. It's like Joe Biden, you know, you make a law and I'll enforce that border. No, you won't because you're not. And there is laws, but you're just acting all bad and talking out your ass. Well, that's what Congress does. See, all 470-some Congress people just talking out their ass. Well, we can't do nothing because the Senate, we don't have control of the House. Well, when you had control of the House, you had all the senators and all the Congress people and you had the presidency. A lot of times, every election, they end up with that for a few years before things change, and nothing gets done. So don't blow smoke up my ass. Nothing's going to get done because you don't want to. And the 17th Amendment could be repealed, and America would be smooth sailing again. But they're not going to. You know why? Because they're hiding under their desk. They understand how it could be done. They know how it can be done. They don't even need you to call them and tell them how it can be done. They all chose that, and so they're not going to choose to undo it because it releases them of authority and responsibility. And then all they got to do is continue to fuck things up and go, sorry, I didn't mean it. Boo-hoo. Well, so the mailman brought me some bills, which I probably need to go put over on my wife's side of the desk so I don't have to deal with it. But think about it. And the next time I pop up here, or if I guess you can leave a comment, even though we're not live, whatever. I don't know exactly how that works, but if there's subjects you'd like to talk about, I'd be more than happy to research it and see. Because I'm a fan of side hustles and making money. That's why I'm going to start building them trailers. I think everybody should own a business the way things are getting these days. Because, we had a pretty good year last year. I mean, as far as me and my wife, we ate good and we paid our bills and we weren't worried about shit. But the business itself showed a loss, so we didn't owe any income tax. Kind of sweet. So most of the money we spend is business related and all that. And our vehicle is, business. So when you start a business and you talk to your accountants and you get a good CPA, you will find that you can save a lot in taxes. And tax avoidance is not illegal. Tax evasion is illegal. So if you can run a legitimate small business out of your house and get some of them write-offs, make a little extra money because your boss is being a bitch and isn't giving you a raise, you can do that legally. So I like talking about that stuff. So anyway, I'm going to wrap it up now. I think I've been going long enough. It's 26 minutes. So I will be talking to you all later. Post any comments you want on any of the podcast links and comments. And let me know what you'd like to talk about. And if you'd like me to just do a podcast on it or do a live thing where we can all interact. Get some of your friends out there to join in the conversation. So I don't know if you can like and share and all that happy shit like on YouTube, but it probably helped this algorithm a lot also. So anyway, I'm going to wrap it up and get to work and go do some things, and then I will talk to you later. Adios.